The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Make sure you subscribe to our cruise news updates at cruiseradio.net. On this show, we'll talk to Jay Olshansky and Ivy Goodman. They actually created this website called Cruise... what's this website called?
CruiseFareMonitor.com.
CruiseFareMonitor.com. It actually is a pretty cool site. There's a fee associated with it, but I think you'll be interested to hear all about it.
Stuart Huron, the cruise guy, is on television assignment with NBC.
Wow, really?
Very fancy, very important.
He's out there with who? Brian Williams and Matt Lauer and all those people?
Sure he is.
Good for him.
He'll be back with us next week. So let's get right to our first interview. From Austin, Texas, Tanya Warpula, who recently sailed a seven-night Alaskan cruise aboard Celebrity Solstice. Incidentally, this is Celebrity Solstice's first year in Alaska, and they will be returning next year. So that's all very, very exciting. Want to hear all about this cruise. Tanya, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
I'd like to say it feels like we've met, yet we haven't, but yet kind of, but not really. We've seen each other at a distance when you were on Norwegian Epic in Marseille, and we were in port as well on Carnival Breeze. We were gazing across at one another somehow.
That's right.
But you were recently on Celebrity Solstice in Alaska. And by the way, just brilliant photographs.
Thank you.
Want to talk about the cruise, the whole experience. First of all, how was getting to the cruise pier from Seattle?
We flew into Seattle the day of, and our flight arrived at 10 a.m., and we arranged flat rate for hire to pick us up at the port, and that took about 30 minutes to get over to Pier 91.
Once you got over to Pier 91, how was embarkation on Celebrity Solstice? Because this is their very first year in Alaska.
Yes. In fact, we were on the fourth sailing.
Right.
And check-in was very easy. It took about 20 minutes, and we were on the ship by 11:15.
Very cool. And what were your first impressions of Celebrity Solstice? Because it's just amazing.
It's so amazing. The decor and the furnishings were outstanding. It was very modern and colorful, and we were greeted by the crew members with a glass of champagne.
Nice.
Very good. And
Is this where you want to say, Matt, that it reminds you of a fancy five-star New York hotel or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Like every time we talk about Solstice?
Well, yeah, I love Celebrity. I love it. Me likey a lot. Tell us about the staterooms.
We booked a balcony room on deck 6. It was starboard side outside of the Celebrity Eye Lounge, and we thought the balcony was really spacious, and the room was laid out really well with a lot of drawer and closet space. And we thought the bathroom seemed bigger than your typical cruise ship bathroom.
Yeah, for sure. Didn't we? We sailed on Eclipse, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a pretty big bathroom there.
Yeah, the showers have that neat sliding door.
That's right, yeah, and it's kind of round.
Yeah.
One thing the Celebrity Solstice has is a lot of dining options. Did you try all of them, and what did you think of the food on board?
We tried all four specialty restaurants, and that was a really fun experience, and we loved them all, and they were all different in each of their own ways. Soak Harvest, that's the Asian fusion, Tuscan Grill, and
there's
Bistro
Murano.
On 5.
Three big specialties, is that it?
There's three big ones, and then Bistro on 5. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's a $5 cover charge, and we ate lunch there.
Is that the crepe place?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
It's so good.
And did you go into the, what is it called, Blue?
No, you have to be a Aqua class.
That's right.
Member, or book the Aqua class room to get in Blue. And we ate in the dining room only four nights. Mm-hmm. So we thought the food was great.
Last time I sailed on Celebrity Solstice was about 3 years ago, but they had some pretty cool entertainment on board with like a Cirque-type show in the main theater. But not only that, you were in Alaska, so did they have any kind of like lecturers on board or naturalists?
Yes. In fact, that was the highlight of the whole trip for us was Brent Nixon, and he was the naturalist that they provided us, and he narrated the inside passage in other parts of our sailing. He told us when the whales would be feeding, and we'd all, you know, run to that side of the ship. It was wonderful. And then every single day, he gave a talk about the different wildlife found in Alaska. and it was very educational. So that was our favorite entertainment. They did do a show called Solstice. That was the Cirque-type show, and mm-hmm. we thought that was the best show for nighttime entertainment. But other than that, we weren't overly impressed with the other entertainment.
Very good. This was a 7-night Alaskan cruise. What ports did you hit?
Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and Victoria.
And your favorite?
It's a toss-up. I would have to say Skagway because it's a quaint little town with character, but we loved Ketchikan as well, and we happened to do a float plane flight theme tour, and so that made Ketchikan so great.
Nice. Yeah, that was really cool. I did the float plane in Ketchikan, too. That was amazing, flying over the fjords. Did you actually get to land in a lake, or did you stay in the air the whole time?
We actually landed in the misty fjords, and nice. He let us get out and walk and climb the mountains, and it was so crisp. The air was so crisp.
Yeah, very cool. That's definitely one cool thing to do in Ketchikan is the flight seeing tour. It's like 90 minutes or so. When you went to Juneau, did you do any excursions over there?
In Juneau, we did the Mount Roberts Tramway.
Okay.
My husband actually climbed the 1,800 feet to the top, and
wow.
he thought that was just really amazing.
What did you think of the Solstice-class ship in Alaska? Because you had some reservations about Alaska, right?
Well, I didn't want to freeze. I'm actually from Florida, and so Alaska, you know, wasn't really on my list, but it ended up being so amazing. The Solstice has always been on our wish list, and so when they announced they'd be sailing Alaska, we booked it right away. But I felt like this Solstice class was perfect for an Alaskan sailing because the Sky Observation Lounge on deck 14 has 180-degree views, which is like ceiling to floor with glass. And so when it's cold outside, this came in handy. You could watch from inside. It was amazing up there.
Did you actually get to see a lot of whales?
We did because of Brent Nixon. He told us when they would be feeding, and he was able to be on the bridge and on the intercom, and he would tell us where to stand and which way to go, and we were able to see eagles, and it was really great.
For our listeners who have never been to Alaska before, do you have any first-time tips or any advice?
Choose a great ship that provides a naturalist because this will enhance your experience. Book a balcony room because the scenery is worth it. And do your research on each port and be sure to splurge on a float plane flight scene tour.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because Alaska's one of those places that it's an expensive destination to cruise to when you include your excursion, your flights, your cruise and such. So it's you don't want to skimp on it. It's like go big or go home pretty much.
That's right.
Yeah, totally.
Tanya, where can listeners see your beautiful photos of this trip and other trips for that matter?
I have a cruise blog over at icruise.blogspot.com.
Out of Austin, Texas, Tanya Warpula.
Thanks, guys.
I just like saying Warpula. What is that, by the way?
It's Finnish.
Very good. Very good. When did you leave? You said Palm Beach? No, what was it? West Palm?
I'm from a little town called Jupiter, which is it's Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yes, home of the Burt Reynolds Theater. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for all the info and sharing your experience with us. Really appreciate it.
Sure, thanks.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service?
actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com. Joining us now, Jay Olshansky and Ivy Goodman. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Jay, you are a scientist. Ivy, you are a travel agent. And y'all have joined forces to come up with cruisefaremonitor.com, an absolutely brilliant money-saving website. You recently just launched this. First off, tell us about the site, Jay.
The site is designed to enable cruise travelers to save money by monitoring the cost of their cruise from the day they sign up until, if they wish, the day that the ship sails. And whenever the cost of the cruise dips below the price that they paid, they'll get an alert from us telling them what the price is, and then they need to contact their travel agent or whoever it is that they bought the cruise from and get the lower fare. It's a way to save an enormous amount of money.
I've been recently checking this site out over the past couple of weeks, and what made you launch this site? Because it's such a great idea.
It was an interesting development. Jay is a client of mine, and I was able to save him a tremendous amount of money on a cruise, but he did the legwork. So, Jay, you want to continue on this?
Yeah, I mean, basically what happened was I've been booking cruises through Ivy for about 12 years now, and I'm sort of neurotic about this, and I was monitoring the cost of the cruise from the day I signed up until, well, pretty much close until the ship left, and I discovered that on almost every single cruise I booked, the price dipped below what I paid, or what I, you know, had originally agreed to pay. And I contacted Ivy every single time. I said, please get me the lower rate, which she did. That's what good travel agents do. And indeed, I saved thousands of dollars on cruises. One cruise alone, I think I saved over $4,300. And so at some point, I said to Ivy, you know, we really need to do something about this to automate it, both for me as a cruiser and for you as a travel agent, and that's what we did. It took us a year of analysis of the data to determine whether or not this was a worthwhile venture, and then it took us 2 years to create the website. It's very complicated, but it's finished and it works, and it's a great working relationship we have.
Right. I mean, I have always done this. I've been in the industry for 17 years, and I have always watched my customers' cruise fares. But to do it manually is just very time intensive. And as an agent, you know, we're busy helping our customers and we're selling cruises. So we don't always have the time to check and recheck. So over the years, I have caught many reductions, which of course makes my clients very happy. And but this is just a better way, a more efficient way. And so that's how we kind of came up with the idea.
What kind of features does it offer?
The site does two things. It helps to monitor for the passenger if the cruise rate goes down, and we send them an alert, like Jay had said. The other feature that it has is somebody really wants to put a fare watch into the system, they can do that. So they can pick a ship, they can pick a sail date, they can pick a category, and then they can choose a fare that they think is reasonable, what they want to pay, and they can put that in there. And if the fare ever gets to that point, we'll send them an alert.
Yeah, actually, there's one other feature I'd emphasize, because I actually used it at least one time, and that is if a cabin category that's at a higher level than the one you originally booked comes down in price, down to or below the one that you've already agreed to with the cruise line, we send you an alert telling you what the price is, what the cabin category is, and that's the point at which you contact your travel professional and get the higher cabin category. And that's actually what happened to me on my last cruise. I was able to move up to a concierge level and ended up costing me less money. And it's just a remarkable feature of the website. We're making it real simple to inform people about these reductions. And the way in which we're doing it is through text messages on your cell phone and by email. And the alert is instantaneous. So one of the big advantages of the website is if you're signed up with Cruise Fare Monitor, chances are you're going to know about a drop in price before anybody else. And since these drops are sometimes ephemeral, they only exist for a relatively short time period, the ones who know earliest are the ones that benefit the most.
When we designed the site, we wanted to make it as user-friendly as possible. So there should be no confusion. And also, just to make things even easier for the passenger, once they pick the cruise line and the ship, the dates are self-populated based on the actual sail date. So they can't make a mistake because they have to, the date is there. They can't put the wrong date in, which, you know, for the ship. So it's populated based on the actual schedules of the ship. So we try to make it as easy as possible so that people that aren't very computer literate can also use the site. It's very simple.
I like the treasure chest. Me likey.
That was my idea, I will admit.
Because it brings the promise of treasure.
I do like it. It's good.
Very cool. Can you give us an example of someone who recently saved money?
Well, remember, we just opened up a couple of weeks ago. So we've only had a limited number of people who've signed up. But using this methodology, I can tell you that on one cruise that I took, and we actually described this on the website, I think there must have been 5-6 drops in price. They ranged in price from $1 to $400 each time. And remember, I had three cabins. So I ended up saving about $4,300 on this one cruise alone. On a second cruise I took, I think I saved over $1,000. So easily, we are easily seeing drops in the $1 to $400 range. That's what we see most frequently. Occasionally, we'll see something a bit larger, even over $1,000. And under those circumstances, you know, if you're traveling with a family of, you know, 4, 6, 8 people, you know, you're saving $200-$400 a pop. It ends up adding up to a lot of money.
Is there a fee involved?
Yes. Actually, we've set it up in a very unique way. There are two ways to sign up. One is a basic fee, a one-time fee that ranges in price. It's either $10 for us monitoring the cruise right up until final payment. There's a $12 fee, and we'll monitor right up until sale date. There's a $15 fee, which we refer to as a 1C, which we actually recommend highly for most folks, and that monitors all the way up until sale date and lets you know whether or not a higher cabin category has dropped down to or below yours. And then we have a fee-free option. Basically, we don't charge you anything. You know, you'll key in all your information, and if the price of your cruise never drops below what you've paid for it, then, you know, we're basically doing all the legwork for free. If it does drop below what you paid for it, we basically charge 20% of the reduction in the drop, and then you've got to go get your travel agent to get the lower rate. So, you know, both options really work well for some people. It's just a matter of choice.
Very good. The site is cruisefaremonitor.com. Guys, is there an app in the works?
Ah, good question. We have given some thought to that. We want to see the site fully operational for a period of time before we move it over to an app. But it is possible for anyone to go on their iPhone and log in. Yes, indeed, an app is possibly in the works. And I would point out, by the way, and I'd emphasize that we're only working now with U.S. citizens. It's a little bit different for people from other countries. And we're monitoring 7 cruise lines. We're monitoring Azamara, Carnival, Celebrity, MSC, Norwegian, Oceania, and Royal Caribbean. And we're probably going to hopefully add in some additional cruise lines in the future and possibly other countries. But right now, we're just going to start with the United States.
Very good. Again, the site, cruisefaremonitor.com. Creators Jay Olshansky and Ivy Goodman, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. We really
appreciate you contacting us. We're delighted that you interviewed us, and we greatly appreciate the publicity associated with it.
Yeah, you bet.
We wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget to check out our app. Simply search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio, and sign up for our Cruise Radio news updates. Boy, that was wordy. Sign up for... Let me retake that.
Beep.
Sign up for our cruise updates at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
This is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.